When the sun goes down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my babies, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk, Boardwalk.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, indicates that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 68, that's 6.8, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 2, that's single digit 2. And those levels are not expected to change significantly in the near future. So, as we've said before, we're now moving through the apparent closing phase of sunspot cycle number 24, and the new cycle is not expected to materialise until about 12 months from now. So in the meantime, propagation on darkness and semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 MHz will continue to be unreliable on long distance circuits. First of all, some schedule information. New schedule for China Radio International has been introduced. That's for the new transmission season, known as A18. Many English language services are scheduled. They include the following: between midnight and midnight 57 on 15125, 13750, 11885, 11790, 9570, 7425, 7350, 6180, 6075, and 6020. The last known frequency, 6020, is actually from the relay station at Serik in Albania. And the next English language service for the morning programs in Asia, 0100 to 0157. These are scheduled on 15785, 15125, 11770, 9675, 9580, that frequency from the relay station at Havana in Cuba, 9570 from the relay station at Serik in Albania, 9535, 9470, 6180 and 6020. The last known frequency is from the Serik Albania relay. Other English language programs from China Radio International during the day include 0200 to 0257, 13640 and 11770. Filipino from China Radio International, 1130 to 1157, frequencies 12070, 11955, 7410, 5910, all to the Asian area. And Japanese, one of the programs in Japanese is 1300 to 1357 on 7410 and 7395. Vietnamese, the morning service is 2300 to 2357 on 11620 and 7220. And those last two frequencies are from Beijing and Xi'an. So there are a few details of the current schedule, the new schedule for China Radio International at Beijing. Here in Melbourne, propagation in our post-sunrise period continues to be quite good with the later sunrise times. This is a summary of reception I noted recently between 1745 and 1800. That's just prior to the Melbourne sunrise. And solar activity, as I mentioned before, is now very low, both for the solar radio flux and the smooth sunspot number. So this summary of notable frequency occupancies may be of interest. 5885, the Voice of America, carrying the Diwa radio programming from Kuwait in the Pashto language. 5910, Radio Romania International, with its programs in Serbian. 5935, China, the Xiang People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa in Tibet in Chinese, and the Uyghur program from the Urumqi Transmitting Station in China on 6120. The Lhasa station is also used on 6130 with the Tibetan program, and the Chinese program from Tibet is on 7240. So other frequencies observed: 6030 Ethiopia, Radio Orimaya in the Afar language. 7300 Iran, broadcasting in German. 7360, the Voice of Turkey in French. And 7465, the BBC from the Singapore relay station at Kranji in Dari. That's the morning service in Dari. And 7485, the Voice of America from the Udon, Thailand relay station, carrying the morning service in Korean. And an interesting frequency is 7510 from Uzbekistan, broadcast from the Far East Broadcasting Association religious organization, and broadcasting in the Siltay language to Africa, broadcasting from the Tashkent relay station. Another frequency for Diwa Radio with the Voice of America is 7540 from Thailand. That's in Udon, broadcasting in Pashto. And 7355, the BBC, another frequency for the Korean service from Kranji, Singapore, at 1800. So some interesting frequency occupancies noted in that 49 and 41 metre bands here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise period at 1745 to 1800. Some information from one of our listeners in Asia, Alec Dasgupta. From late April, the BBC was due to introduce an additional World Service transmission to South Asia between 1200 and 1300 on 12065 and 15310, both of those from the Arsila relay station in Oman. And also from the same day, additional frequencies were to be available between midnight and 0100 on 7290 and between 0100 and 0200 on 9410, both from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and also 1300 to 1400 on 12065 from Kranji in Singapore. It's not known whether those new frequencies were actually introduced, but they were the plan. That was the planned schedule from late April. And a new Voice of America broadcast was to be added on the 29th of April to Bangladesh. It was to be in English, and the schedule, the planned schedule, was 11:30 to 1200 on 12020 from the Udon Thailand relay station, and from, and also on 15715 and 17790 from Tanang in the Philippines. And Radio Romania International has been given good reception in Asia between 0300 and 0400 on 11825. That's the English language service. A note now concerning broadcasts of station in Mongolia. The station has reactivated some of its shortwave frequencies, and according to the World Radio TV Handbook Facebook newsletter, the third Mongolian domestic frequency is 4830. That's reactivated after a long break. And that it's signing off, that's in Europe, at 1500, and it's also on 4895. Later than its usual sign off at 11:30, all carrying the third program, or known as Radio 3. And 7260 has been heard worldwide, another reactivated frequency, signing on at around 2300 and closing at around 1500. So some interesting new frequencies or reactivated frequencies for Mongolian radio. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.